already on my mind, man.
1170 KCBQ is now 10 ballot measures qualifying for the fall November 2nd ballot, and among them the legalization of marijuana, which I'm sure you'll then, you know, if it passes, heaven forbid, more people even more messed up than they are now. You know, the people who are around you on the freeway. If you do the numbers, if you just think about who might be on something, who might be crazy, who might be in politics, you're probably the only sane person on the freeway right now. I don't want to mess up your day. I'm just saying. Other news of the day, I love the spin on this. If the GOP does something, it's always, you know, they're being cruel and horrible. Here's a headline today in the UT. GOP defeats extension of jobless benefits. Spending bill would have sent new aid to the states, but those evil, nasty Republicans and some Democrats, that's how they're able to defeat it, said we can't keep doing this. You know, you can't have unemployment benefits continue for endless years. We already have, what, 47% of the people in America do not pay federal income taxes? So there's 47%. People always marvel at this. They say, well, why is the president's approval rating still around 46, 40, you know, 42? It depends on the survey, but it's still very low compared to other presidents, but he's having a rough time. A lot of it's self-inflicted. But they say, why does it hover in the 40s? Because some 46, 47% of the American public doesn't pay income taxes. They like the so-called freebies. That's why the unions are going, hey, and we're going to stand up there for our people, the working people of America. And, you know, that's always the mantra. SEIU, all the unions, they're going to tell you, the teachers' union, nurses' union's beating up on Meg Whitman right now because they know. In fact, I always follow what the unions are doing to know how I want to vote. For whom shall I vote? On which proposition? Where am I going to be? Look at the fine print, see which unions support it or against it. And that's why I said during the primary why I decided to go for Whitman as opposed to Poizner, because the unions were dramatically pushing and opposing Whitman, which tells you they think she means business more than Poizner did or would have. Who has all the union support in California? Jerry Brown. Every day. That's what he gets that from the unions. He asks the unions to do the dirty work. And you don't get any dirtier than SEIU these days, the Service Employees International Union. Andy Stern, who has, I think, a revolving door at the White House. He's been there so many times. We'll know more about that, of course. The White House is so transparent. They're going to issue all the names, not. They're going to tell us how many bodies come in and out, but not tell us who they are. So David Bigo is the president of Executive Management Services, you know, real life, real world business, and he had to go up against the SEIU union, and now he's written about it in a new book called The Devil at My Doorstep, Protecting Employee Rights. He joins us on our newsline. You won, so now they're really going to go after you, huh, David?
That's right, Mark, they sure are, and we had about a four-year war with them, and at this point, we've come out ahead.
Did you get those purple shirt guys coming out there like they roughed up the guy down at the debate or the town hall meeting last summer in St. Louis? Did they threaten you? They call you in the dead of night? What happened? Give us a scenario why you got involved in the fight first, then kind of play it out for us.
Okay. Well, our company, Executive Management Services, we're a commercial cleaning company based out of Indianapolis, and but we do business in 36 states across the country. And the SEIU targeted specifically the Midwest, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, in a campaign they called Three Cities, One Future. And because we're a major contractor, they also targeted us. And I think it's incumbent upon me to tell everybody that these campaigns are not to organize the employees. They're to organize the employer. It's forced unionism. And they contact you like they did me initially with a letter and say, you know, we want to talk to you and have a nice conversation about what we can do for your employees. And because we're in so many states, we're familiar with them and what their tactics are, we just ignored it. And then they stepped up the pressure, phone calls and emails, and until I finally sat down and had a conversation with them. And they told me basically that they wanted me to sign a neutrality agreement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for people who don't know what that is, it's the genesis of the Employee Free Choice Act. Eliminates secret ballot election, goes to card check, has some other real onerous provisions in it. But then also I would have had to give a list of all my employees and their home addresses.
Now, see, I love that. And that's what they're doing, too, with the Supreme Court decision yesterday, which is going to make public people who sign petitions. On one hand, the unions don't want their rank and file to be able to speak up. If the union says we're endorsing this candidate or this particular issue, they want to speak for everybody. They don't want to have the union members opt out. They don't want them to be, you know, they basically want to make that pressure one thing and then stick it to you because you're fighting them. They don't. It's such a double standard on any front here.
Oh, absolutely.
And they try to make it so convoluted that most people go, it's too complicated. I don't want to worry about it.
Well, and that's part of the problem, and you're exactly right. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
And that's typical throughout their what they call a corporate campaign against the companies.
I mean, you essentially stood up. David Bigo's with us here on KCBQ. One-man stand is what it was against the 2 million-plus member labor union, SEIU, and Andy Stern, not real pleasant folks in the leadership. And again, I'm not broad-brushing all the union members as being like the leadership, but the leadership is, you know, less than warm and fuzzy.
Absolutely. It's not the rank and file. And I used to manage union plants
and
agribusiness and all that. It's the organizers and the leadership. They're politics.
Well, you point out in the book, the new book, The Devil at My Doorstep, today's union organizing has much less to do with employees' welfare or social justice than getting their political candidates elected. And they hope you don't notice what they're up to. So laws can be passed to ensure union membership growth and viability. I mean, you know, in California, this is the big deal. This is what the battle's all about from the governor all the way down the ticket this fall, because if Jerry Brown is elected, the unions just love him. And as much as they will talk about how we're going to cut this or that or whatever, the unions have a free ride. They already have it. It's going to get worse.
That's right. California, I hate to say, is a perfect example. They're perpetuating their livelihood out there, and because they know they're dinosaurs, as unions at least used to be, and they have to do something to be able to survive. And they've infiltrated your public offices out there, and of course, private businesses and that. And they're trying to do the same thing now through the current administration and the federal government.
So you take your experience there, David Bigo, up against the big SEIU union, and you get involved, you go up against it. It takes you 4 years. You win the legal battle. What would you say to people who are saying, you know, I'd like to get involved, but those people scare me? You know, I don't want the thugs showing up and intimidating me. People who've seen that at town hall meetings or Tea Party gatherings or whatever, they see what's going on the ground. What do you say to somebody who says, I want to make a difference, but it scares the daylights out of me?
I think you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I've got to do the right things, not for myself, but for my fellow Americans and the future generations, our kids and our grandkids. Because if we don't, we're going to lose personal freedoms.
All right, David Bigo, President of Executive Management Services. The new book just out, The Devil at My Doorstep, Protecting Employee Rights, all about his remarkable story. Chain of events that led to the final showdown with SEIU, the big union. Read about it. It is very inspiring. Appreciate you checking in. Keep up the good work and the good fight, and watch your back.
I'll do that, Mark. Thanks, and I appreciate it. I hope people read it because there's some appalling stories in the book.
All right. Appreciate it. Read it and then do something about it. David Bigo with us here on 1170 KCBQ. Our number, 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. More coming up in a minute.
Monday morning feels so bad.